Yeah. Beaver tail's awful.
No, but it's the
I've heard, I always heard that was what they ate. It was very good, you know.
All right. Yeah, that's stories
that's
I've heard.
That's a pure gristle.
Nothing there then.
Mm. You can make soup out of it, I suppose.
Yeah.
Mm. But the meat, it tastes just like beef. Only tender.
Mm.
Nice. Oh, yeah. This buddy, Bill, he's studying something about beaver. I mean, he's still down in Stimson.
Mm-hmm.
He got him from somewhere. And he threw him in the garbage out back when he finished with them. Yeah, they're big.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, beaver is a 60, 70 mm-hmm. pound animal.
We chased one out of the culvert in our driveway about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Youngster.
Yeah. So, Bill Jemison, of course, knew about it because mm-hmm. he was down there.
Mm-hmm.
He said, come and get it, guys. He phoned us up, you know. So we all went down there with our scalpels and butcher knives and everything and got these beaver, brought them up. And that meat was just delicious.
Mm.
So we tried the tails. You heard about it, you know.
Yeah, right.
And I found out later that during the Voyageur days, they were on their Catholic. They weren't allowed to eat meat on Saturday, on Friday.
Mm.
And the Pope made a special, I don't know what they call it, dispensation
mm-hmm.
of some kind,
mm-hmm.
declared the beaver tail as fish. Only a Pope can do that. I couldn't do that. But he can eat it.
So he can eat beaver tail.
Yeah, but it's pointless, as I can see. We tried it and it's just solid gristle.
It's gristle.
You might get some flavor in it if you boil it and put some vegetables in
yeah,
sure. stock or something, but you can't chew it.
It'd be like oxtail or something.
That's, oxtail isn't bad.
Yeah.
Got some meat on that. But that beaver was great. It was really fine.
Never had beaver.